great American fisherman, fish anywhere, anywhere there's...
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. I'm John Hennigan in studio, and we have a tremendous outline of guests today. I'm very excited. First of all, Mark Lassane, editor of Bass Angler Magazine, who has been on before, is going to help us out as the official co-host. But we have someone that is probably very experienced in public speaking, so I'm not worried about her. We have the Nashville country star, Misty Loggins. And Misty is, she's got out a new calendar that she's putting together. And if you go to her website while you're listening to us, you're going to find out why you want one of these calendars. And if you're lucky enough, she may even sign one and send it to you. We'll explain a little bit later how that's going to happen. And then we also, a little bit later, we're going to have Captain Phil Thompson, and we're going to be talking about Cuba. So really, I'm really excited about that, and we're going to have to spend a little extra time on it. Normally we do short segments, but we're going to spend more time today on this one. So let's start off in Misty Loggins. Welcome to Fish Talk Radio.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Mark, don't you just love that accent?
I love that accent. That is so cool. Is that a Georgia accent?
Hey, how'd you pick up on that?
Oh, I went to
you hit it right on the money.
Yeah.
Hollywood, Georgia, actually.
Yeah, it's definitely,
nice.
Definitely not Hollywood, California.
No, but, no, it's not.
Now, Misty, we're going to be giving away some of your calendars, and that's one of the reasons you're on today. But also, you're obviously multi-talented, and Mark is probably going to be asking some questions about largemouth bass fishing, maybe in Georgia or Tennessee. And then, of course, you are quite an accomplished and soon-to-be world-famous country music personality.
Well, and gracious, you make me sound exceptionally cooler than I thought I was. So thank you. I appreciate that.
There you go. Well, we don't, you tell me when you're ready, but if you wouldn't mind, we'd like to get about 30 seconds of maybe some acapella from one of your songs, but I don't want to catch you off guard.
Are you serious?
Well, I won't do it right now. I'll let you worry about it for a little while.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
Yeah, let me simmer.
There's
a
only
bit.
Half a million people listening. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, well, you know, I know it's a lot different when you're on stage and you got a backup band behind you, but I suspect you can pull it off. But, you know, all we need is a few seconds. That's not a problem. We just want to give people a little bit of a tease. But let's start off. Well, gosh, Mark, do we talk about bass fishing, music, calendars?
Do you sing when you're out fishing?
Absolutely. That's how I catch all the big fish. You know, they sacrifice themselves by jumping in the boat to make me stop. I'm just kidding.
No, I don't think that's why they're jumping in the boat, Misty. But I believe other part.
But I do write some of my best songs out on the water. Yeah. That's really what got me into bass fishing was music. So it's
Let's touch on that just for a second, because, you know, there are a lot, maybe like Mark, that are professional bass anglers that are very intent and intense on what they're doing. But the majority of us, the reason we go is not to see necessarily catch dinner or how many bass we have to enter the contest, but just being out on the water.
And absolutely.
I've never been fishing in your part of the world, but give us a little bit of an idea of what kind of stuff you like to do and where you do it.
Well, I love to fish out on the Tennessee River, which is part of Kentucky Lake. And as you mentioned before, I love catching the big mouth. And sometimes I fish for striper, catfish. I'll really fish for any fish that's in the water. But my favorite to catch are largemouth bass. And out here in Tennessee, it's a great area for them. And I've been really fortunate to get to go out and do a lot of fishing and a lot of songwriting at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, do you do?
I write my best songs is out on the water.
There you go. Okay. Well, we're gonna.
That's cool.
You know what? I was gonna change the subject, but let's not. Give us some idea about what kind of inspiration and what songs that you can recall that you came up with when you're on the water.
Well, you know, you mentioned going out on the water is just a great place to be to clear your mind and just to connect with the beautiful world we've been given and and just to have some good fun. But I got into bass fishing because my producer, Brian Kolb, has a out on the Tennessee River mm-hmm. where he has riders come out and we get together and write songs and there's a campfire. I mean, it's a very cool, organic way to get off of Music Row, get out of Nashville, and get back to the reason why most of us started doing music in the first place. And it's because we love it. Mm-hmm. And when he invited me out there and I got out on the water and started fishing again because I've been so busy since I came to Nashville to make time to do the things that we should be doing, which is enjoying ourselves. When I got out there, it was just so cool how it all came into place. And the song that actually, you know, we're talking about the calendar, it comes with a free song download. There's a code that's in there. And we wrote that song, Tie One On. It's a comedy song. But we wrote mm-hmm. it out on the water. Some of it's recorded actually out on the boat. There's the boat motor. You know, you hear the drag. There's crickets in the background. All that's authentic. That's not sound effects. We recorded that out on the Tennessee River.
Wow.
And, it was pretty fun. I've been told it's the first time that has been done. But
wow, that is
great. Can't verify that.
Well, I have to interject. I was talking to Mark earlier a little bit about you, and I mentioned that Tie One On. And I think he said something about, I'd be happy to tie one on with her. But but anyway, I said, Mark, it has nothing to do with alcohol. It's a matter about tying on lures and flies. And he goes, oh, yeah, that's what I meant.
Absolutely, you know.
Sure.
As it says in the song, we can drink about it later. But right now, we'll tie one on.
There you go. Wow, that's exciting. And actually, we have someone that's joining us right now. We have Captain Phil Thompson, who we're going to introduce in just a minute or two, and we're going to be talking to him about Cuba. And from what I understand, there's some pretty good bass fishing in Cuba. And Misty, I know that you got a busy schedule, but if you can hang with us as long as you can, we'd love to have you. And then we'll just the three of us will get together and talk about fishing. I know I'm going to learn a lot of things because, you know, that's you know, I've been doing this show for a while, and one of the reasons I like to do it is because I learn something every week, and I don't know that much about bass fishing. I know almost nothing about Cuba, but let's get back to Misty, and you know, just for just a couple minutes in this segment, and then we'll bring you back and bring Captain Phil in. But why don't you give us a little bit of a background? What was first, the calendar, the fishing, the singing, or how did that all come together?
Well, I'm a musician who bass fishes. And actually, what I found is that I'm just as passionate about bass fishing as I am music. But I moved to Nashville to become a member of the Grand Ole Opry, and I've had the good fortune of playing the Ryman for the Opry, although I'm not a member yet. Fingers crossed one day. But the fishing actually evolved out of just an opportunity that I had to go out with my producer and get out on the water and actually found that I had a knack for bass fishing. I've fished my entire life, but it's been my mother and I would go out and we'd fish for trout and mm-hmm. perch, bluegill, that sort of thing. And the first time I'd really gotten into bass fishing was when I'd started working with Brian Kolb, and he saw that I had a knack for it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was just luck or what have you, and really was gracious enough to incorporate that into the record that we're making.
Okay. Well, Misty, we're gonna take a quick break, but hopefully you'll be able to stick around. This will be about 3 minutes. But right before we go to break, we would like to give a little bit of a plug for the next couple of weeks in December. And we might even see if we can squeeze past that. But the next couple of weeks, we've got five lucky winners each week that is going to win a personally autographed Misty Loggins 2015 fishing calendar. And all you have to do is just go to our website, fishtalkradio.com, to win. The instructions will be there. And then every week we will announce five winners. That's 15 autographed calendars by country music legend Misty Loggins. We're gonna go to a quick break. You don't mind doing that, do you?
I don't mind that at all.
Okay.
And I have the song download in there too.
Well, I was gonna say it might be more than 15 or 20 because some of the people that you're talking to might want one too. Anyway, we're gonna be right back with you. Don't go away, y'all.
S-A-N-D-O-S is how to spell luxury resort in downtown Cabo San Lucas. Sandos Finisterra Los Cabos is the only five-star all-inclusive on the beach next to the marina in Cabo San Lucas. Angler-friendly Sandos Finisterra Los Cabos is now an affordable world-class resort with the finest accommodations, food, and location anywhere. Enjoy your Cabo fishing adventure as you never have. Visit Sandos.com and use discount code FISHTALK.
World-class golf, fishing, and diving in the clear, warm waters of the Sea of Cortez with a true five-star resort. The Grand Heritage Hotel and Resort at Costa Baja, great value and without the hustle of other parts of Baja. On the white sand beach with Espiritu Santos Island minutes away. Signature restaurants, pools, and accommodations for an intimate weekend, weddings, or corporate events. On the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
The road stretches for miles in front of you, and with the Ram 1500, you'll be able to reach mile after open mile. It gets a best-in-class 25 miles per gallon highway, so your destination won't just be determined by your gas gauge, but by your gauge for achievement. And the Ram 1500 is the first-ever back-to-back Motor Trend Truck of the Year. Guts. Glory. Ram. See your local Ram dealer today for great deals. EPA estimated 25 mpg highway based on V6 4x2.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
The Santa Barbara Channel offers some of the most productive sport fishing in the world. Channel Island Sport Fishing offers the most boats to enjoy it. Call 805-382-1612. At Channel Island Sport Fishing, you pick the time and place you want to go. Nearshore halibut, calico bass and rockfish, or fish the Channel Islands for white sea bass and yellowtail. For whale watching and private charters, Channel Island Sport Fishing in Oxnard has clean, modern boats with professional, friendly crews. Make your reservations for a deep sea adventure by calling 805-382-1612.
Vagabundos del Mar Boat and Travel Club has 42 years experience introducing RVers to the joys of Mexico. Specializing in Baja, Vagabundos leads caravans and sponsors fishing tournaments, trailer boat cruises, and weekend getaways in Mexico and the West. Vagabundos del Mar also saves its 10,000 members tons of money on low-cost auto insurance. Stay up to date on Mexican travel with the printed newsletter online at vagabundos.com or call 800-474-BAJA.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. I'm John Hennigan in studio, and we have the pleasure of Ms. Misty Loggins, the soon-to-be Grammy Award-winning Nashville country singer, if we have anything to it. She certainly got the talent. And she also has a calendar that we're going to be giving away, and all you have to do is go to fishtalkradio.com, and every week we're going to be giving away five calendars that Misty has agreed to personalize and sign for us. And we also have Captain Phil Thompson out of, I believe, Key West. Is that right, Phil?
Well, right now, Tampa.
Okay, right now. And anyway, but we're going to be talking about Cuba, and I'm anxious to go on to that. But we still have Misty on the line, and hopefully she'll stick around for a little bit. But, you know, Misty was telling us a little bit about how she got involved in fishing, and I'm not really sure about music. But, Misty, I hate to put you on the spot, but would you please, could you give us, you know, like 15, 20 seconds of something from that you've done? I know it's difficult without a band behind you, but do you think you're up for that?
Well, for you, anything.
Oh, gosh,
you know,
don't say
you've
that.
You've been so gracious to have me here on okay. the show. So
okay.
I guess I'll do a second verse from Pi 1 on. And
okay.
If you really want to hear it done right, get the calendar and the download is in there. So
oh, wow.
We'll do a little version for you guys.
Okay.
Got a half tank of freedom and the river's all mine. My rooster tail's falling like the 4th of July. John from Fish Talk said they've been busting. That's the kind of talk it really gets my motor running. Got a boatload of flukes. Jitterbugs and jigs been waiting for forever. Gonna finally get my fix. I'm gonna tie one on. I need a buzz bait, hula popper. Man, I love some top water Taiwan on. Cause I'm a swim bait slinger, jaw jerking ringer. I'm a real heart beater with a lunker on the vine. I've been dry for way too long. Gotta get out on the water and tie one on. And hopefully with John, Mark, and Phil.
All right.
Wow.
Very good.
Wow. Well, you sure made, I wouldn't say you made my day, you made my year.
Very talented lady.
Yeah, that's
well,
awesome.
Nice. I like okay. the accumulation of baits in there.
There you go. Well, I know Mark probably knew what she was talking about. I'm not really sure.
I figured you were lost around buzz bait.
Yeah.
Rooster bait.
There you go.
But, you know, it is interesting when you're writing a song about lures, you're trying to fit them all in and find a place to put them, and that was probably the biggest challenge out of all of it was trying to find stuff to rhyme with hula popper, you know? I mean,
yeah, you have to go to synonyms, and you know.
Exactly.
Right. Well, you know, I'm surprised. I'm amazed with all you put in there, and you remembered it all.
Well, you know.
But you're a professional.
I'm blonde, but I have my ways of remembering things.
Yes, you definitely are. And when you see the calendar, we'll just see, not only is it blonde, it's very long blonde, and it's very impressive. But we'll talk again a little bit later about how to get that autograph calendar. But you know what I'm going to do is let me kind of let Mark and Phil kind of join in the conversation, because they may want to talk to you, and maybe you guys can all sit around and talk about some big mouth bass fishing.
Well, Misty, at first, let me say two things. The reason you're such a good fisherman is because women have a touch with fish that men will never understand, especially in something like bass or trout. My grandmother was the best bass fisherman I've ever known. I wrote her story in an article several years ago, and it's probably the best thing I've ever written because she was, you know, She was a phenomenal bass fisherman.
Phil, you know, I make a quick comment. I've heard that to be very true with fly fishing because of the finesse aspect of it, and men tend
absolutely,
to be
yes.
they tend to be a little bit too aggressive or overpowerful. But women have seem to have a naturally a better touch for it.
But with the jig, I'll tell you what: to watch a woman or to watch my grandmother. I mean, to watch my grandmother work a plastic. You know, a plastic worm, which is all we use, that in shiners. And then to feel the bass pick it up and to feed the bass, you know, let it eat that plastic worm. Just an unbelievable lesson mm-hmm. in touch.
Mm-hmm. Well, with any luck, maybe Misty will give you a lesson.
I'd love to have one.
There you go.
Well, you know, I'll do my best.
Okay.
Well, I do love some finesse fishing.
There you go. There
well,
you go.
She used to embarrass, my grandmother used to embarrass us regularly.
Okay. Well, Misty, before we get into Cuba, do you want to give us a quick idea on your schedule, your career? The Taiwan On has not come out yet, but you are have a schedule of performances, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, gracious, I have a hard time of keeping up with where I am, wherever I am. So if you want to keep up with me, best way to do that is my website, which is mistyloggins.com. And I know I'm going to be in Tunica at Hard Rock Casino for New Year's for a party there. I'll be playing some shows here in Nashville in January. We just played the Bluebird Cafe. I don't know if mm-hmm. anybody listening is familiar with that, but it's a great venue. Be doing some shows there and at Puckett's Listening Room, and hopefully coming to a location near wherever you're listening from. So just follow me online and come let me see your smiling face.
Oh, that's awesome.
Swap the fish stories.
Okay. Well, let's. I'm sure you have some questions. I know Mark does. I know I do. And that is about the whole concept of Cuba as a fishing destination. And Captain Phil, if you wouldn't mind doing that, I guess the first question is, can you do it? Can you get there?
Well, it's your imagination. You know, you can't. A lot of people do. I don't recommend anyone break the law. But what I can tell you is when I'm in Cuba, I meet a lot of Americans, and a lot is not, there are only 60,000 Americans who went to Cuba last year. That's a very small amount. Back in 1996, the number reached a high of almost 200,000
under the Clinton administration. But right now, a lot of people are flying to destinations like Nassau, Cancun, Kingston, and the customs agents are very, you know, they have pretty much the same attitudes the DEA does about marijuana in California.
Okay.
You know, it's like, well, we don't know exactly what's going on, but we've got orders not to get hard line about it.
Uh-huh. But
those people who are visiting that way are you know, they're a very select adventurous group.
Mm-hmm. But there are packages available that you can go as an organized group, correct? From the
yeah,
states?
Those do exist, and they're run by very reputable organizations, the Smithsonian Institute, National Geographic. They all have tours over there. The problem with that system is that you are contained. You are confined to or required to stay in government hotels, and you're required to eat in government restaurants. And your contact with the people is a lot more limited than if you were there on your own. The other side of that coin is that when you stay in a government restaurant, you're giving the money to the government, as opposed when you stay in a private house or a paladar, the money goes directly to the Cuban person. The paladar and the Casa Particular, which are two of the new enterprises going on in Cuba, the Casa Particular is a bed and breakfast, paladar is a private restaurant. Those when you spend money there, it goes directly to the Cuban people rather than government.
And so, what form of currency do you use?
Well, that's the confusing part, because Cuba has two forms of currency, the CUC, or the CUC, and the peso. And the dollar exchange rate, well, it's very confusing. A lot of people trade their money for euros or Canadian dollars.
Oh, it makes it easier. Oh, good. That's a good idea.
That's not true, because right outside the bank is a black market money exchanger who'll give you 97 cents for your American dollar.
Oh, okay.
Which is better than any of the other exchange rates you'll get in the bank.
There you go. Okay.
You have to understand that Cuba ran a black market organization. It survived because of the black market under all the years right after the Soviet Union fell. And now you've got in the last 2 years, you've got this burgeoning new capitalistic society emerging, which is just unbelievable to watch, but very hard to understand.
Okay. Well, let's talk about fishing in Cuba. I know that Ernest Hemingway spent a lot of time there, and I don't think it was only because of the rum.
Well, I was fortunate enough. After a 9-year hiatus, I went back and fished the Hemingway tournament in 2013, and I was on the boat and we won. We caught three blue marlin, caught and released three blue marlin in 3.5 days of fishing, which is not bad considering we never was out of sight of land. Hemingway loved Cuba because the fishing was steady. You didn't get the big fish that you got the Bahamas, the granders, but you know, the 500, 600, 700-pound fish, you know, were there. He also liked the fact that you didn't have to travel very far from your home port to fish.
Mm-hmm. Phil, we're going to have to again take a break. Unfortunately, we got to take care of our sponsors.
Sure.
But we're going to come right back and pick this up again. And right before we go to the break, I would like to, one more time, anybody that, first of all, if you're sitting in front of your computer listening to us, go to Misty's website. But each week, she's going to give away 5 personally signed fishing calendars for 2015. And all you have to do is just go to fishtalkradio.com to win. Information will be there, and you get 5 per week, so your odds are really good. And we'll be back with you just in a couple minutes. But Misty and Phil and Mark. Mark, I know you've been quiet, but let's get back and let's see if we can get into some more about fishing in Cuba. You are listening to Fish Talk Radio, and we're going to be right back. We'll be right back.
I'm John Hennigan, host of Fish Talk Radio. This is Common Sense Conservation, brought to you by Santa Monica Seafood. We are talking to Captain Sig Hansen. Captain Sig, give us a real quick idea about sustainable fishing that you're involved with.
As far as sustainability, I think Alaska has really set the bar. We took 40 to 45% of the male crab off the ground, and these days we take 15, and I've still seen swings both ways, both up and down, as far as these stocks are concerned. As far as sustainability, it's all about the ecosystem, and the reality is, you know, especially for the crab population, there's so much predation that that's really what affects these swings in population. You've got a lot of predators. You've got a lot of cod and halibut and the elephant sole. Right. And so you've got these large swings.
Is this by regulation or are the fishermen actually aware of this?
I think the fishermen are aware of it. But as far as regulatory, you know, the scientists just go by what they see. But, you know, there's always a reason for the madness, and they don't always want to see the reason behind the madness. They
right.
just look at the numbers okay. of what they see in front of them there. But for me, I look at the past. Why did this swing happen? It's very obvious, but it's just they can't always prove
okay.
it.
Well,
but for me, it's common sense. I know why.
There you go. Thank you, Captain Sig Hansen. This is Common Sense Conservation, brought to you by Santa Monica Seafood. Santa Monica Seafoods works for sustainable fisheries.
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll-free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
First named La Paz in 1566, the fourth largest municipality in Mexico still has a provincial Mexican atmosphere. On the Sea of Cortez, the most biodiverse body of water in the world, La Paz has year-round world-class fishing. With a rich history of pearls, pirates, and legendary fishing, La Paz in Baja Sur makes for the perfect fishing vacation. Spring in La Paz, you catch trophy pargo, giant yellowtail, and sierra. Find more at vivalapaz.com. Viva La Paz!
You get in line, I'll get a pole, baby. You get in line, I'll get a pole, baby.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. Hey, Misty, do you think you could do some bumper music for us?
Some what?
Bumper music, when the intro is an exit out of a segment.
Oh, sure.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that later. That was a good song, but I like yours even better. But anyway, let's get back. We do have Mark Lassane from Bass Angler Magazine. We have Misty Loggins, the Nashville country singing and lady bass angler. And then, of course, we have Captain Phil. We're talking about Cuba right now. And, Phil, you were talking about the ways to get into Cuba. And we want to be very careful because we certainly do not want to encourage anyone to do something that's not 100% legal. But let's just say that it's not uncommon for people to go there and go fishing. But if they do, give us an idea what the fishing's like there.
Well, let's get away from Ernest Hemingway for a moment. We'll get into bass fishing. Cuba has seven.
That's what I was going to ask. Yeah,
Cuba has seven reservoirs, man-made reservoirs. They were built in the 40s by U.S. companies. They're basically dams and water storage areas. They were also stocked with bass from the King Ranch and Lake Okeechobee. And these bass in these reservoirs that never cool grow to absolute grotesque size. Catching a 10-pound bass is not unusual whatsoever. Many believe
really?
The next world record fly, bass on fly, will come from one of the reservoirs in Cuba. I have fished a couple of them, Lake Hanabania, which is probably the most beautiful lake in Cuba. My guide there was Che, and you can actually read about it on my website. It was published in Coastal Angler magazine. Che had a two-cylinder Russian engine where you pull the rope and it you know, started the engine and the boat went forward. He had no transmission, so you shut the boat off when you want to stop.
Yeah.
Had no reverse. But Jay catches, his largest bass was a little over 19 pounds.
Wow.
And, yeah, I mean, they're the fish are huge, unbelievably huge.
Wow. So is the fishing easy over there? Is it kind of like Mexico, but you know, almost untapped? Or
Cuba is unlike any other Caribbean country I've ever visited. Nothing per se is easy in Cuba. If you sign up with a government program like we were talking about. Then it becomes much easier. But if you try to do it and give your money to the private people, like I did with Che on the lake, then you've got to know how to get to Che. He wasn't at the resort where the fishing bass boats went out of. He was sitting on a bridge waiting for somebody to drive by and want to go fishing. So if you know the system over there, it's very intriguing. And challenging in some instances.
I mean, it sounds pretty exciting. As a girl, if I were to take a trip down there, is there a certain way that it would make it I don't mean to sound negative, but it's a safer trip for me being in a foreign country that I may hypothetically have to be skirting around a few protocols?
Well, I'll tell you, Misty, and that's amazing that you asked that question, because of all the places you can go in the world, and I do mean the world, you will never be safer than you will be in Cuba.
There's two reasons for that.
One is because you're an American, and the Cubans love Americans. Despite all that you may have heard, or you know, the boycott, the embargo, everybody's got a cousin in Miami.
Yeah.
I mean, we're neighbors.
Right.
To them, we're neighbors.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, of course.
And the second reason is because anyone caught messing with a tourist, any Cuban caught messing with a tourist, especially an American tourist, is going to be put in a place where the sun don't shine.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing being an island like that, the bad guys can't get away.
Yeah. And the thing about it is the neighborhoods. The people in the neighborhoods, everybody knows each other. Everyone knows what's going on. They're not locked behind air-conditioned doors watching TV. Mm-hmm. They're on the street talking to each other. Nothing happens in the neighborhood that everyone doesn't know about.
Mm-hmm.
I love to hear that.
There you go.
I promise you, you'll never find a place where you feel safer.
Mm-hmm.
Are more welcome than you will as an American in Cuba.
Well, you know, I think we know that sooner or later it's going to open up, hopefully sooner. But a question for Misty. I know that the music in Cuba is different and also apparently, you know, unique. And do you know anything about that, Misty? Or would you like to enjoy some of that?
Oh, I absolutely enjoy Cubano music. Like I mentioned to you guys before on our break, I play in Key West a couple times a year, and they have quite a cool scene down there with Cuban music, and it's just got a really neat international flavor. And music is the international language. It's la lengua del todo el mundo. You know, we all speak the same language when it comes to music.
And in Cuba, you can't, I guarantee you, you can drive down the loneliest road to a stretch of beach, and someone will be there strumming guitar and singing.
Do you join in?
Yeah.
I mean, the music is everywhere.
No, I'm sorry she missed that. Misty wants to know if you join in or you can join in.
Well, I play the guitar, yeah.
Oh.
And I play the piano.
Oh.
But,
nice.
Well, if you just happen to have one with you, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, everybody... I mean, the one thing I carry when I go to Cuba, one thing I always carry are several sets of guitar strings.
Oh, so use them as barter.
Yeah. Out in the bushes.
They can't they can't easily find them, yeah.
Yeah, and they're using, you know, I don't know.
Fishing line or
woven
something.
Woven strands off palm fronds to play the guitar. But the other thing about Cuban music, which a lot of people don't realize, is that with the Russian influence, there was a tremendous amount of orchestrated music, i.e. the ballet and the orchestras that got I mean it just got blended in with the Latino music, and it just makes such a phenomenal sound.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Kind of like a combination of the Buena Vista Social Club and, you know, Tchaikovsky or whatever, but it's unreal.
Mm-hmm.
I think to as far as travel goes, there's a big, in April, there'll be a big gathering of the OAS, not a big, but there'll be the gathering of the OAS, Organization of American States, in Cuba for the first time in 50 years. Will be represented by the President Raul Castro. President Obama will also attend. So in preceding that event, there's going to be some sort of a change in our policy and our relationship with Cuba. No one knows exactly what it is, but everyone's pretty much agreed that President Obama is going to act.
Well, that sounds like good news, because it's it just makes sense. I mean, obviously there is a reason for the embargo, but I'm not sure if all those reasons still exist now. But the again, what about the topography and the offshore fishing, and a little bit more about if someone was going to go there, some of the things that they might be looking for.
Well, in the book, my first book, 97 Miles South, which is. I talk about when you leave Key West, which is a very flat island, and all of a sudden, boom, you see the mountains of Cuba. Only, you think, wow, geographically, this is quite a change. But the highlight of fishing in Cuba right now are the thing that we should, as Americans, become aware of, is that Cuba is the preserve. Cuba has almost 10% of its land mass in natural preserves and biospheres. And nearly 25% of its coastline is also theoretically preserved. If those boundaries can be kept when this American invasion comes, and it will soon, Cuba could be the eco-tourist destination of the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
To balance balance all that out with this massive flow of tourism, and it's going to come whether the Americans do or not, the Europeans. I mean, there are biospheres in Cuba where the visitation in 2015 is going to double over 2014. It's good, cheap money. It's good, cheap destination for the Europeans.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chinese also are, I mean, they have hedged their bet. I mean, they're everywhere in Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
And the Russians as well are moving in again. Cubans personally do not like the Russians.
Okay.
They've had enough of them.
Okay.
But at the same token, if the United States isn't willing to step up and take a role in Cuba's move to a free society, then the Russians certainly will be there.
Right.
There's too much at stake not to.
Right. Well, we're gonna have to leave that right now, but this is so information that I know that every one of you are going to be back. And Misty, I think we're going to bring you back next week if you're available. And then Phil, we certainly want to hear a lot more, because we could talk about this subject for hours. And then Mark, of course, you're always welcome. But I will mention that if you would like to get a personally autographed Misty Loggins 2015 fishing calendar, just go to the website. And every week she's going to be signing five of them to give away. And maybe Mark and Phil and John might even get one of those. But
and
we'll
Misty,
see.
I would love to send you both my books, The Smuggler's Blues and 97 Miles South.
Okay, well, we'll arrange all of that stuff. And that's MistyLoggins.com, correct?
That's absolutely correct.
Okay. And then, of course, the BassAnglerMag.com, is that right?
That's right.
Okay. And then, of course, if you want to get in touch with Phil Thompson and get more information, just let me know, and we'll make sure everything gets all put together and taken care of. Now, you are listening to Fish Talk Radio. Go to fishtalkradio.com, win a calendar, and listen to the show anytime that you want to. ¶¶